the rest of the story. You think of Charles Dickens, you think of English literature, of sharply defined characters and unforgettable stories. Yet while he lived, Charles Dickens wielded his pen as a sword. 100 years ago, it slashed at the sweatshops, and as a result, national and then worldwide attention was drawn to the cruel misuse of underage children in manufacturing, and resistance was mobilized, and the ears of legislators once closed opened, and civilization became more civilized. And yet there was one kind of forced sweat work that social activist Charles Dickens applauded. And that was when short-term prisoners, pickpockets, vagrants, prostitutes, petty thieves were punished productively. Several at a time, they were placed on a large treadmill. It looked something like the paddle wheel on the rear of an early riverboat. In fact, it was called the tread wheel. And as I say, the prisoners, several at a time, side by side on this huge rotating device, would walk, turning the wheel. And thus, collective muscle power was harnessed to mill wheels, which in turn ground grain. In this way, convicts earned their keep and worked off their debts. At the Smithsonian, you can see an example of this first British prisoner-powered tread wheel. It was invented by Sir William Cubitt in 1818. Mr. Dickens in 1853 wrote, quote, "It is a satisfaction to me to see a determined thief, swindler, or vagrant sweating profusely at the treadmill." It was the punishment aspect of which the author approved, and so all in favor, the tread wheel was a success in Britain. But it was rejected in the United States. Until recently. And this is the rest of the story. Tread wheels, modern versions of them, are in use in the U.S. today. One version looks like an enormous wall with pegs in it. You climb the wall from peg to peg, but as you do, the wall rolls backward, and at precisely the same speed you're climbing, so you stay in the same place. You never, ever get to the top, but you keep climbing and keep climbing. I think I know why, in these presumably enlightened times, such a device is still employed. And it has to do with something that was said in the time of Charles Dickens by yet another writer. It was another writer who observed the use of the tread wheel in prisons. And he wrote, quote, "The health of the convicts, the health of the convicts was conspicuously improved as a result of treading on the wheels. The prisoners came out of prison healthier than they went in. The health of the convicts." Well, this very day, this very moment, in innumerable locations across our own nation, the tread wheel and its progeny are being sweated on and sweated over. It is nothing new. In fact, today we are 173 years beyond the first of these inventions, and today people are paying to get on. In health clubs everywhere, eager to punish themselves for their health. And now you know the rest of the story.